20th Tuesday in Ordinary Time. Today's Gospel is from St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Truly I say to you, it will be hard for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. Yes, believe me, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for the one who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven." On hearing this, the disciples were astonished and said, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus looked steadily at them and answered, "For humans, it is impossible, but for God, all things are possible." Then Peter spoke up and said, "You see, we have given up everything to follow you. What will be our lot?" Jesus answered, "You who have followed me, listen to my words. On the day of renewal, when the Son of Man sits on his throne in glory, you too will sit on 12 thrones to rule the 12 tribes of Israel. As for those who have left houses, brothers, sisters, father, mother, children, or property for my name's sake, they will receive 100-fold and be given eternal life. Many who are now first will be last, and many who are now last will be first." The commentary today is from Father Fernando Perales y Madueño from Barcelona in Catalonia. Today we contemplate the reaction provoked by the dialogue of Jesus with the rich young man. Who then can be saved? The words our Lord addressed to the rich young man are very tough and severe, but they are supposed to surprise and awake us from our drowsiness. They are not isolated words to be found here and there in the Gospels. This type of message is repeated 20 times. We must remember it. Jesus warns us of the obstacle riches and wealth represent to enter the interior life. And despite it all, Jesus loved and called wealthy men without demanding the abandonment of their responsibilities. Wealth per se is not bad. Its origin is if it wasn't justly acquired, or its destination is if it is selfishly employed without bearing in mind the needy, if it closes our heart to the true spiritual values where there is no need of God. "Who can be saved?" Jesus responds, "For humans it is impossible, but for God all things are possible. Lord, you know quite well how good we are at softening your word. I must say it, Lord. Help me. Convert my heart." After the rich young man left, sadly, because he wanted to keep his wealth, Peter spoke and said, "Grant, O Lord, your church and your apostles, that we may be capable of abandoning everything for you. On the day of renewal, when the Son of Man sits on his throne in glory," your thoughts are aiming towards this day, towards the future. You are a man with a tendency towards the end of the world, towards the plenitude of man. Then, Lord, everything will be new, renewed, and beautiful. Jesus Christ says, "You who have given up everything will sit with the Son of Man, will receive 100-fold, and be given eternal life." The future you promised to your disciples, to those who have followed you, and who have given up all obstacles, is a happy future, and it is the abundance of life, the plenitude of life. Thank you, Lord. Guide me towards that day.